The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Christian Teller-Wilkinson, Chief Executive Officer of Altona Rare Earths, ANR's ticker. Christian, thanks for joining me.
Morning, Justin. How are you today?
Yeah, I'm good. And you've been busy up until the Christmas season there. You've got a completion of your drilling program at Monte Moambe, and we'll talk about that in a bit. Before we do, as always, Christian, just give us a brief overview of the company for people not familiar.
Of course. So Altona Rare Earths is a mining exploration company. We're listed on the Aquis Exchange. We're in the process of moving that listing from Aquis to the London Stock Exchange SAG standard segment, which we hope to complete early next year. We have two mining projects, both in Africa, one in Mozambique, which we're going to discuss today, and one in Malawi. And we are sort of in early stage exploration to see what sort of rare earth element metals we're able to find with a view to one day turning it into a physical mining project and actually producing rare earths that we can sell to the market.
Yeah, yeah. And just for people not familiar, rare earths, you know, where are they used, what are they used for?
Yeah, good question. They are incredibly important. I don't think it can be understated how important these metals are. They're used in sort of most modern technologies, and they also have a very heavy green connection as well. They're used in electric vehicles, not in the batteries, but in the drivetrains, in the powertrains, because they make these permanent magnets, which are amongst the most powerful magnets in the world. They're used in every single wind turbine, and you know, these devices require kilos and kilos of it. They're required in a lot of defense industry technologies and tools. You know, I'm talking about jet fighters and submarines and things like that. So the governments of the world have to get their hands on a constant, sustainable supply of these metals. And then the other end is they're in every single mobile phone. They're using steel strengthening ceramics. And it's a very weird one, because if you're not aware of the term rare earths, you probably haven't come across them. And yet every single, you know, modern technology green item in your hand or in your household will contain a variety of these metals, whether it's one or the entire sort of gamut of 17 of them.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's, even though they're called rare earths, they are everywhere in all our devices, pretty much. I mean,
Abundant on the surface. The trick is obviously finding them in economic parcels, and that's what we're trying to do in Africa. Africa seems to be incredibly lucky in the fact that it has sort of the main two deposit types, carbonatite, which are found in hard rock, and the trick there is to find rocks like at Monte Moambe in Mozambique, which we have, where the rock surface is weathered to about 5 or 6 meters, and these metals sort of sift into these weathered rock areas. And then there's ionic clay, which is predominantly found in China, but there have now been deposits found in Africa along the East Rift Valley, and we have acquired one of those at Chambe in Malawi. And the difference is, as I said, there's 17 of these rare earths. Some are classed as heavy, some are classed as light. The heavy rare earths fall in this ionic clay deposit, and the light rare earths fall in the carbonatite deposit. And most companies seem to sort of focus on one, a carbonatite or ionic clay. We have purposely set out from day one to get at least one project and maybe multiple projects underway, which covers both of these geological types. Yeah. So I think it's worth saying, because I don't think we've said this before really, that we are one of the only, and I don't know if I can dare say the only company that potentially could supply the entire range of, you know, all 17 rare earths in an economical, on an economical scale.
Yeah, absolutely.
And does it take a statement, Justin? A bold statement.
Yeah, it is a bold statement, but it's nice to hear. Take us through the drilling program. Give us the details of this Monte Moambe project here. What have you done so far then?
Right. So to remind shareholders, investors, we acquired this project in June this year, put together a plan of what we wanted to achieve before the rainy season starts at the end of November. We started drilling on the 2nd, 3rd of October. And the target was, it wasn't a massive program. We wanted to drill something like 39 holes. We've finished with 43 holes. Most of the holes were reverse circulation, which is where a drill goes into the ground and pulls out soil and chips. You know, it's all sort of mashed up. So that's one way of looking at it. And historically, the site has been explored before by a different company who were looking for something else back in 2010 and 12. Mm. And they only did reverse circulation. So what has never been done on this site is this diamond drilling. And diamond drilling is a more expensive but more precise method where you pull out the cores. So if anyone's seen sort of long columns that have been pulled out the ground. Yeah. So we've now done five holes of that. So 600 meters of diamond drilling, which will give us sort of a greater example, because what we're trying to find, obviously, is large seams of rock, which will hold dense quantities of rare earth metals. That's what we're trying to find. So we've done this program. The target depth to drill was 3,000 meters. We've just done sort of 10% over, oh, no, no, sorry, 3% over that, 3,100 meters. The point being, we keep making statements to the market that we're going to do something, and every time we do it, so far, touch wood, we have achieved it. And I think that's the way we want to continue running this company. We set ourselves fairly tight, strict targets, and the team we have are so amazing that everything we've set to do so far has been achieved on time. Mm-hmm. So the next step will be...
Yeah.
Cedric Simonet, our geologist, COO, he's going to the site on Friday this week, and he's going to be working with our project manager and the rest of the crew there to make sure everything's boxed correctly, ready to be shipped off to the certified laboratory to start this analysis process, this assay, as it's called. And it should take about 3 or 4 months. I think we've given ourselves until the end of March next year to get some results. And this will be the first set of dedicated rare earth data on this particular site. And this will give us and our shareholders a good insight as to the potential of Monte Moembe as an investment. Yeah. If it's good, and we think there's no reason to expect it not to be, you know, positive, then we're going to be starting phase two drilling immediately afterwards in April next year, which will be more holes. And I think the idea of phase two, which we will be completing October 2022, would be to deliver a maiden resource estimate. So we're getting to a point now where we have... to be able to assign a valuation to Altona, because currently there isn't one.
Yeah.
And I think that's important. You know, if we can prove our assets are worth X million, then, you know, logic should state that the share price should start following that figure, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And what level of confidence do you have at the moment that these, you know, drill results are going to be decent enough to go to phase two then?
Yeah, I think so. We don't know. We haven't done any analysis on the current set of data, but looking at what the previous owners did 10 years ago, mm-hmm. they were looking for fluorite. They just happened to pull up a variety of rare earth metals in the drill holes or in the samples that they were doing. So we do have some above average intercepts already identified. And these holes weren't drilled where rare earths would be likely to be found, because rare earths, if you think, as I said before, they sit in these carbonatite rock formations. And while I was at Monte Moembe walking around, the geologists say that's carbonatite, and they're a very particular looking rock, you know. Yeah. they look different from the other rocks. So we were then using all the data available to, for the first time on this site, drill holes in the areas where our geologist expected there to be a good quantity. So the fact that we found, or there has been found, an above average grade, yeah, quantity of rare earths in other places, now we're looking in the right places, we would expect those figures to increase.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, yeah, just a waiting game to that 3-4 months, you say. So
it's a waiting game. Yeah, yeah. But you know, we're not going to sit on our heels. We're working in Africa, and I think anyone works in the sort of the tropics, you do get this period of rainy season, generally over the winter months. So one of the things we set out to do from day one is to acquire, you know, three, four projects, because I didn't ever want a period where if one project was down or waiting for something, there'd be just nothing to report to shareholders. So we've already agreed that we would take on this additional level of work to ensure that we've got at least two projects driving forward at any one time. So we're spending the next 3 months looking in other African countries where there are known geological outcropping formations, carbonatite, but if we're lucky, we might find another ionic clay project. And the plan is to either register a prospecting license, you know, new asset in Altona's own name, or we might find another owner, like we currently have done with Akaswiri and with Monte Mwambe. We might find another owner to do a partnership with, where we take the burden of the cost and the personnel to start mining, and they just sit back and fingers crossed for them, reap the rewards somewhere down the line. So I'm hoping by March 22, we might have another mining project to talk about.
Yeah.
A third project, which is the plan.
Yeah. Because also you've got Chambe, you announced the agreement to acquire that on the 21st October. So what's happening at Chambe?
Yeah, Chambe, again, rainy season starts, well, probably has started today. it seems to be like clockwork. We're doing a competent persons report, which is necessary for our London Stock Exchange listing. We need to include that report in the prospectus. That's a thing you have to do. So that's been done. We did think about possibly doing like a brief sort of 10, 12 hole drill program, but we're not going to do that, and I'll explain the reason for it in a minute. So instead, what we are doing is doing something like a sample grab in half a dozen areas just to help with the geologist who's writing the CPR. And we're starting working on the environmental side of things. So the phase one drilling will commence in probably like the 1st of April next year, again, when the rainy season finishes. If we can start earlier, brilliant. But if not, that's the target date. So it gives us 4 months now to really get to grips with the environmental side of the project. There's a strong community program going on. It's interesting to say that the previous owners of this license lost the license, didn't have it renewed by the Malawian government because they weren't fully or actively engaged with the local community. And our partners, Akaswiri Mineral Resources, they have been laying the groundwork with the community for the last 18 months since they were assigned this license. So we're going to spend winter talking to the community, asking what they need, asking what they want, getting them involved in the project, but also looking at the environmental side, because Chambe sits in a place called the Malanje Massif, southern Malawi, which is a UNESCO World Heritage Site and a UNESCO biosphere, because it contains some cypress trees and some other insects and mosses. The cypress trees are the national tree of Malawi. There has been protests in the past about mining on it, but I think it's worth reassuring shareholders to say that the Malawian government has granted us this license. It will not stop exploration work going on, and I think if we treat it in the right way, sensitively, sensibly, then we will continue doing what we set out to do. So that's what we're spending winter doing, looking for new projects and ensuring that Monte Mwambe and Chambe are all ready for drilling next year.
Marvellous stuff. Okay. Well, as you know, I'm after three reasons here, if you could, Christian. On the front page of Vox, there are 10 companies most followed. To get on the list, people have to hit that follow button on your page. So if you could, three reasons why they should hit that follow button and add Altona Rare Earths to their watch list, please.
Sure. Okay, let's just look at the rare earths today. So we're in the rare earth sector, which is a sector massively in demand. It's only going to grow, and I think once the rare earths become more popular, you know, parlance with people, they'll understand that a company that's looking to extract rare earths and become part of the supply chain is a valuable stock to have in their portfolio. Altona specifically possibly could be the only rare earth exploration company that is looking at both heavy and light rare earths, so could provide the supply chain with economic quantities of every single rare earth metal going. And thirdly, we're still on Aquis, but hopefully within the next sort of 3 months, we will get moving on to the LSE standard, which will give us equal footing with our peer companies and increase our liquidity, access to funding, etc. So I think we're just in a very, very good place at the moment, and long may it continue.
Yeah.
We're working hard to make sure that we keep delivering.
Mm-hmm. Marvellous stuff. Christian, good to chat to you. And like I said, hopefully we'll catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much.
Brilliant. Cheers, bye.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.